Pope, man. It's either a Pope or Copperfield. That's it, man. No, I'm trying to think of anyone else who could do it. Maybe David Blaine. You know? Straight up, guys. The Pope Francis is done. The throne is empty. The throne is empty. Who should be the Pope? Elon Musk? Your boy? It's your boy, dog. Musk, it's your boy. Who else we got? Joe Rogan? No. Cynthia Sweeney? No. Who would it be, guys? Who would you want it to be? You know? Or maybe it's going to go down to the one and only TH, Tom Hanks. We'll see. You know? We'll see. Who do you want to be the Pope? You could pick anyone. Put the Pope in there. How about Neil deGrasse Tyson? Why not that guy? That'd be cool. But that's the question, guys. Let me know. Who do you want to be the next Pope? The Rock! Zendaya! Rihanna! Marquez Pope! He's got the name. We'll see. Shouts out to all. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. The big man is here. Let's get back into the music. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. I got the professional's request coming up in this musical block, so don't worry, it's coming up. Shouts out to all of the Bay. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Enough of me. Let's get into the new music. This is Shades, Alex Perez, Epson. And you know who this is. This song is Purification Radio.
Thank you. My bed she covered in sand, sitting through a shitty finding roaches in the pot.
Thank you. seen you on TV. Just a minute to get set up here. Let's see where we can set this thing up. Hi, everybody. Maybe, you're no good. Where's the light?
Excuse me, I'm manager of this bank. And
how you doing?
Is there any way you can help us get out of here?
Can you sit down? Sit!
Maybe not.
All right. Sit down! You two, sit! Nobody move!
Just a cable channel, I don't know. Let's see what we can do. Let's try over here at this this desk, I think it'd be good. CB, you want to come over here? How about over here? Let's try over here.
Get Rocky, watch.
If you move this, out of the way. You sit there. And if you get over here, is that good? Is your mic going to pick him up?
Yeah.
Okay, here, let me just dump this down. Okay, get this out of the way. All right, so, there we go. Ready?
Yeah. What are we going to do?
I'll do a little, what do you want to do? A little interview. Bring Rocky over in a minute. Talk about what you're doing here.
An interview?
Yeah, you know, MTV. We do Manson. We do Madonna. Now we're doing you.
I'm nothing like Madonna.
No, maybe just as well. Let's start at the beginning. We only have 10 minutes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Are you rolling?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
All right. Now, what made you pick this particular bank?
No. It was on the way to school.
You didn't plan this?
No.
How old are you, Stevie?
13. Why?
Do you believe in God?
It depends.
Depends on what?
I mean, sometimes you look at shit, right? Like, I saw a leaf under a microscope a couple of weeks back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw these cells in a row, and I thought, you know, somebody must have designed that, created it, you know, imagined it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read about shit like the Holocaust and AIDS, and you think to yourself, how the fuck could there be a God if that shit's going on? I mean, maybe he is man-made.
Hmm.
So sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Well, what about right now?
I don't know what I believe. I mean, believe. It's got the word lie in the middle of it.
Hmm. You look tired, Stevie.
Oh, man, I don't sleep too good.
Why not?
I get bad dreams.
What do you mean?
God, do I hate my dreams. I mean, there's always fire and fires in the sky. Everyone's on fire. I can't breathe. I get so fucking worked up for happy shit like that, you know? That type of stuff.
What else?
Earthquakes. And look, I really don't want to talk about it, okay? I don't want to burst the flames right here. I mean, only pair of clothes I got with me.
Now, as I recall, dimly, you know, 13, and this is an interesting age. You're a kid, but you're on the verge of being, like, a grown-up. How do you see yourself right now, as a kid or an adult?
Definitely a kid.
Huh. Do you know what you want to be when you're older?
I'm going to be bigger.
Well, let me rephrase that. Do you know what you want to be when you're older?
I don't want to be an adult.
Why not?
I mean, adults, they think weird, they act weird, they talk weird. I mean, all you have to do is think about money.
Well, Stevie, you work in a bank, and it's filled with money, and presumably you want to steal a lot of it. Do you see the irony here? I mean, you know, don't you think maybe you're doing something wrong here?
A lot of things are wrong.
Kid's just a symptom, man. He ain't the cause.
Thank you. Listen, why don't we get Rocky over here? She can sit here. Is she available?
Yeah. Right, hey, Rocky.
There we go. Can you spare her over there from the hospital?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. What was that for? I don't know.
Yeah, so you're Rocky, right?
Yeah, like Sylvester Stallone.
Huh.
He's done a porno. Stevie's shown it to me. The Italian Stallion.
Classic of its kind. I know it well. So you guys are like boyfriend and girlfriend? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
And, I don't want to embarrass you, but do you have sex or what?
Of course we have. Doggy style.
Donkey style.
Yeah, rhino style.
Huh?
Hey!
Jesus.
Where the fuck you think you're going, huh?
Stevie, come on.
You're gonna fucking sneak out on me? Go! Get back in your seats! Sit down!
No, man, don't hurt him.
Sit down!
Stevie, calm down.
Fuck,
don't hurt him. Don't
sit down.
Just don't hurt nobody.
Nobody move! Why did you do that? Sorry about that. Where were we?
Rocky, what do you think of Stevie?
I like him. He's got a big one.
I mean, you know, what do you like about him?
That he's not afraid of anything.
Huh. Stevie, what do you think of Rocky?
I mean, I love him. We're gonna get married on the internet.
You're a net junkie.
I mean, even though the average marriage only lasts 2 years in America.
Well, he'd be divorced by 15, be back on the market. Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
See, Rocky and I, we're like swans, you know. We get one mate for life.
Mm-hmm. So, where did you get this gun?
It's my mom's.
Hmm. You think guns are good?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't invent it.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Like, when you're in school?
Yeah.
In biology, and they're teaching you about sex, right? And you got the dick, the penis, right?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, Stevie?
Hear me out, right? When it gets excited, you know, shoots out bunches of little sperm. Mickey, David, whatever the names are. And hitting the egg, creating life, you know? Well, I mean, I guess the gun is exactly the same, but it does the opposite.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm walking around with a killer dick in my hand.
Well played, thing.
This is a mean old world to live in, all by yourself. This is a mean old world to live in, all by yourself. This is a mean world to be alone without someone to call your own. This is a mean old world to try and live in all by yourself. I wish I had someone who'd love me too. Wish I had someone who loved me true. If I had someone who loved me true, then I know I wouldn't be so blue. This is a mean old world to try living all by yourself. This is a mean old world to live in, all by all by yourself. Mean old world to try and live in. Sometimes I find myself dreaming. I found the love. Sometimes I find myself dreaming. I found the love. Sometimes I dream I've really found a love, someone who loved me true as the stars above. Oh, this is a mean old world to try and live in all by yourself.
Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Shuts off to all. My name is Farco. Shuts off to all.
Galaxia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio. Valencia. Shouts out to all. You heard the great Sam Cooke. Mean Old World. I like it so much. I like it a lot. Before that, something from a movie I saw a long time ago. Probably at like 3 in the morning. It was a movie I saw, and I was like, what the heck? Is a little kid robbing a bank right now? And I saw it, and it just kept my attention. I don't know why. Burt Reynolds is in it. Kurt Loder was talking to him from MTV News. Interesting movie. It's called Pups. I don't know if it's called Pups 1999 or it came out in 1999. Pups is the name of the movie. P-U-P-S. Coming out of 1999. Guys, that's a 26-year-old movie. What a kid with a gun. That's old news, Facco. That's nothing new, Facco. You know, and his girlfriend is... She was a big actress. I think she was in the OC. I don't know her name. I think she goes by Misha something. She's his girlfriend in the movie. And they're like both 12 years old. It's either the OC. Or Californication. There it is. Her name is Misha Barton. That's her name. And she was in that movie. Interesting. Movie called Pups. Before that, we had by request going out to The Professional. He was requesting a song and I threw it down. And the name of the song was called Chow Chow. And the name of the band was called Representante di Lista. That was for you, Professional. Professional also says this. Professional said about the movie scene, he said, that kid reminds me of Shattered Star. I guess he kind of did. I could tell kind of when he yelled and go, hey, me, you know, I don't know. Shattered Star. Shouts out to Shattered Star, the rapper. But that, it's tight. Shouts out to Professional. Professional. You got your request, man. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. Other music in that set, guys. So much music. So little time. You know, we had some good tunes up in there. We also had a band I've been playing a lot. Observe since 98. And the song was called Dark Moon. And we also play Garden Grove, Sublime, and Jacob's Castle. And I also had, I believe, Jacob Noel singing. And it was like a remix. Nice. We had Cunningham, the band. Oh, Beryl Cunningham. Song, Wild. We also had Robert Johnson and the Punch Drunks with Death by the Bottle Ups. We're caught up. Shouts out to all. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Or you can go itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. And you can go and talk to me on X. It's Faco. ITSFACO. There we are. Look, I'm still up on this. Let's see if I can get them on the line. You hear the ringing. Let's see if he starts singing. He's thinking about it.
Hi, you've reached David Stoll.
Nope, my advisor is not here. I want to talk to all of them, but they're not around. Only half of them, but it's okay. Because we're moving on and moving strong. All right, I got to give a shout out to Rockers JJ. Rockers JJ. He goes, hi, request here. And Rockers JJ got a request. You know, I'm going to play it for you. Next musical break. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And thanks for everyone listening on the Radio Valencia application. If you go on our website, our chatterbox might not show up. We're having renovations of the website. They're doing construction. There's construction cones everywhere. There's out of shape guys in helmets talking about baseball and football and not working. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we're on construction right now. They're fixing the website, so you can't see the chatterbox on the website. But you could see the chatterbox on the app. So if you want to talk with me on the app and request and shout outs, you go on our Radio Valencia application and there's a chatterbox and there's a function you could talk to us. And that's a way that you can see the chatterbox. I don't know if it's showing up only on Apple and Macintosh. That is not, there's no chatterbox. Maybe on Windows you might see a chatterbox. But I know for sure I'm on it. If you go on the Radio Valencia application and you can talk on the chatterbox through there. All right. So if you want to request some songs, come on with it. You know, it don't matter. You know, so many requests from so many people. You know who I'm not going to get a request from? The Pope. Oh, no. Don't say that. Hey, you can't say that, bro. No. You can't say that. Hey, I don't even know if he listens to music. If he listened to music, did he just listen to hymns? Or was he listening to Slayer? You know? Was he just listening to gospel music? I don't know if they go hand in hand, Catholic and gospel. No, they don't. They got beef. Okay. You know, but maybe he was listening to another Catholic song. Or was he listening to Ice Cube? We don't know. We'll never know, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, did the Pope, maybe, you know, we said, I said, the Pope needs to go sleeveless, okay? I want to see the guns. You know it. Imagine your Pope, and he comes in sleeveless. Here's your new Pope, the professional. And then he comes out in the same Pope outfit, but sleeveless. You go, man, that guy has confidence right there. That's the guy who talks to God. I want to follow him. You know what I'm saying? If the next Pope goes sleeveless, watch a rise in Catholicism in people, man. You watch. I guarantee it, man. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. You know, and the Vatican needs to open up its doors and let refugees in too, guys. Do it all that, man. Come on. You know, if the Vatican has a Castro Street, we're uniting now, man. Now everybody can come in. You know what I'm saying? That would be awesome. You know? I know the Vatican's lucky. It's where it is. And I know it's lucky it's not bordering Mexico. I'll tell you that. I'm the first one to tell you, man. But yeah, man, anything can happen. But, you know, they need to revamp things. Like, I'm cool with the Pope being sleeveless. Or if the guy has nice legs, then go in shorts. I want to see the calves. I want to see your calves talk on God's behalf. You know what I'm saying? You're the Pope. Show me the muscles. You know? But not only should they revamp the outfit, I think they should redo the Pope mobile, man. If I remember correctly, was the Pope mobile a Mercedes? For some reason, I see the Mercedes emblem on the Pope mobile. Do you guys know who's the maker of that car? I don't know why I see Mercedes. I know it's not a Ford Diablo. You know, but for some reason, the Pope mobile, when I see it in my head, I see the Mercedes emblem. Either that or the VW. It's a VW bug. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see, man. Maybe you guys know. Professional, do you know? Is it a Mercedes? You know? Is a Fiat an Italian car? Is a Fiat an Italian car? Yeah, why isn't it a Fiat then, right? It should be, the Pope mobile should be a Fiat. I think it's Italian, you know what I'm saying?
It's got bought by somebody else.
What?
It got bought by somebody else.
Oh, it was bought by somebody else, yeah. Or Ferrari's Italian, right? Give the man a Ferrari or Lamborghini. I think those are Italian, right? So give the Pope that. I think they actually did give a Lamborghini to the Pope. I just saw this. They gave a Lamborghini to Pope Francis when he was alive, and he signed it, and he sold it for $900,000, and he gave it to charity. Hey, Pope Francis dances. Rockers JJ says, oh, okay, thanks. My phone works, okay? I am female, by the way. Sorry about that. Shouts out to you, Rockers JJ. You rock. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate her. Rockers JJ, you rock. Thank you so much for the clarification, and I apologize. Grazie. You know what I'm saying? But the Pope mobile. Let's turn it into a Pope motorcycle. I would like that. If we're going sleeveless, you know, why not get to the motorcycle? And it doesn't have to be two wheels. Like, if I was to drive one of those, I wouldn't do two wheels. It would be three wheels. Hey, DJ Mark, when the motorcycle has three wheels, you don't need a motorcycle license. You know that? If it has three wheels, you don't need a motorcycle license. Your driver license will work. Something to think about, guys. Two wheels, you need a motorcycle license. You got to go through the obstacle course, and you got to do all that. But if it has three wheels, no motorcycle license needed. Use the one that you have. You know? So, why not? It'd be badass if the Pope is on like one of those ATVs with three wheels and he's sleeveless. Sign me up for Catholicism. And I always liked. What is it? Is it a father? Is a Catholic is a father? Is it a priest or no? It's not a priest, right? Well, you know, it's a father, right? I like when they smoke. It dude, you want good advertisement. I like when they smoke. I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel good. It just makes me. It makes them more down to earth to me. You know, it's like, okay, I see him and he's just like me. He has a vice. You know, he has urges. It's more relatable to me when I see like a religious person smoking a cigarette or a politician as well too. It just makes me feel a little better, you know. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of comfort. And I don't even smoke cigarettes, but the smoking, I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying? I just like to walk through clouds of smoke, guys. That's why. Anyways, we've made our new Pope sleeveless and on a motorcycle smoking cowboy killers, Marlboro Reds, baby. If they smoke Marlboro Reds, they're all right in my book, guys. They're all right in my book. Hey, DJ Mark is here and getting ready. All will be well. And to clarify something, Pope Francis did kiss people's feet. I just saw a picture of Pope Francis kissing some African leaders' feet from Africa. I thought it was just like the Rothschilds, but he kissed the leaders of a certain African nation who were at war, and he kissed their feet because he wanted them to bring peace. So he got on his knees up. This is how much I want peace. I'm going to kiss your feet, you know? And he did that, you know? That's really crazy, but he was a man of action. I'll give him that, man. I'll give him a man of action, man. Could be my favorite pope. I like Pope John. He had a sweet face. Didn't Pope John have like a sweet face? Like, hey, you know, I don't know if he got in trouble, but he had a sweet face, you know. And he's Polish. He was the first Polish pope. Yeah, he's Polish. So, hey, so there you go. All these pope facts, you know. So, DJ Mark is minutes away. All will be well. Till then, I'm here. Stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show, Dropped the Charges. Spinning vinyl. He's be minutes away. Stay tuned. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Oh, it's not it. That's not it. Here we go. Let's get into the music. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Last minute request. It's Faco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. All will be well. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Shouts out to everyone in the Bay. Radio Valencia.
Times the pressure, I like fresh juice, but heard that frozen fruit is fresh. Michael and Joanne broke up, it was a mess, bruh. Earl talking shit, designed to marry less. Calvin Rose, Brenda, girl with all them friends, how they all be the best ones. No flex, but I got to jet, bruh. I got to get to my next destination. No flex, but I got to jet, bruh. I got to get to my next destination. 312 to the 305, I got to 212, driving up 95, what you call that, is it call back, homie fall back, that's it, I'm going home, give me my ball back, what you call that, is it call back, homie fall back, that's it, I'm going home, give me my ball back, I'll be on my way, about. Forget about it, Sarah Marshall tells me what I'm wrong about. Donnie Darko, Donnie Brasco, shut the fuck up, Donnie, you talking like an asshole. Yeah, I was your element, yes, the ex-president might be the next, cause half the voting residents in this country still rock with that dummy. People say that it's it's a joke though, I do not find it funny. All of it's a cloak though, the shade never sunny. Shit ain't sweet, no milk, but no honey. I'ma rock the boat, they say, and sit down, you dummy. Nice and passing out the whiskey, believe me. It ain't picking the side to say, wait, are you serious? All them kids died, I don't want that. Not with my tax, should I ask that? If I left, would they let me get back? If I said that, everybody should be free. And that don't sound controversial to me. So by that logic, Palestine should be free. Like everybody, Palestine should be free. Cause everybody should be free. And that right there don't sound controversial to me. So by that logic, Palestine should be free. Like everybody, Palestine should be free. Cause everybody should be free. That don't sound controversial to me. So by that logic, Palestine should be free. Like everybody, Palestine should be free. All the captives should be free. Every hostage should be free. DRC should be free. Sudan should be free. Haiti should be free. Hawaii should be free. Native people should be free. Everybody should be free. Everybody should be free. Everybody should be free. Everybody should be free.
There, there's the hand that feeds you.
Yabby dabby doo.
Okay, I dare you to bite it. Go on.
Bite him.
I dare you.
Bite him.
I dare you.
Bite him. Okay.
Oh, that obedience.
Hello.
It's Dolly Bell. They'd steal me if I wasn't there now.
You son of a bitch.
The force may fade,
but the reflex never dies.
You two girls want to be alone, I can always wait in the car.
Wait a minute, Sydney. I want to introduce you to an old friend of mine. You know, in this century, Paradise Valley's produced two great fighters, Joe Louis and Kit Sable.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Louis.
Oh, boy. Got a real fight fan there. What happened to Detroit's favorite son? We don't hear your name much in these parts anymore. And all them highfalutin ambition you had.
Sable, she divorced me.
Seemed like any wife divorcing a man the first sign of trouble ain't much of a wife.
Seemed to me nobody asked you.
Seemed to me like you're right.
Oh, Sable. Vinnie Weldon, you remember him? What was it used to do to him anyway?
The Sable surprise. Softened him up with the right, knocked him flat with the left out of nowhere, but it's the footwork that fooled him.
I need a room, one on a relatively unoccupied floor. She's got a sweet tooth.
Room 214, we call it the presidential suite. Shower wait sometime, no roaches. I'll have Einstein bring some breakfast first thing in the morning.
I'm
Yes, yeah, by request, going out to Rockers JJ Band Made with the song Ready to Rock. I like it. Nice, nice request. Thank you so much for listening. She is awesome for requesting. Big shout outs to the professional. Thanks for listening as well, man. Remember, DJ Mark is minutes away. He'll be spinning vinyl. He'll be doing his thing with the show Drop the Charges with DJ Mark. So he's setting up, but it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Also, happy birthday to my nephew Sawyer. I love you forever. Till next time, my name is Paco, and I now say it. The toilet is now flush.